there, good morning. Welcome to ET Markets Morning Podcast, the show about money, business and markets. I'm Sabri Saran. Let's start with the headlines first. Tesla may get incentives to start manufacturing in India. India Inc. seeks Rs 20,000 crore more in IPO season. Car trade gets SEBI nod for Rs 2,000 crore IPO. Adani Ports sees strong demand for 750 million bonds. Now let me give you a quick glance on the state of markets. The last sheet appeared to be heading for a gap-up start this morning. Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange traded 25 points up at 8 a.m. Asian markets were trading higher at the S&P 500, Nasdaq 100 and Dow Jones Industrial Average ended at all-time highs. Elsewhere, U.S. Treasuries were steady. The U.S. dollar hovered just below recent peaks and Bitcoin paired gains to trade above $37,000. That said, here's what is making news. The Modi government says India is open to considering lower import duty and other incentives for Tesla if the company decided to manufacture its cars in the country, ET reported by quoting a senior government official. Tesla has approached the government to seek reduced custom duty on its cars, reasoning that they should be treated as electric vehicles and not luxury automobiles. Companies are rushing to tap the primary market on the heels of strong investor response to the initial public offering of Zomato and the subsequent stellar listing. At least 9 companies are planning to raise over Rs 20,000 crore through IPOs over the next 2 weeks, according to bankers in the know. Most brokerages have maintained a bullish view on ITCA as its June quarter earnings beat analyst estimates. CLSA has retained a buy rating with a target price of Rs 265. IDBI Capital has retained buy rating on the company with a target price of Rs 275. And Kotak Institutional Equities has retained buy and revised its target price to Rs 275 from Rs 257. A British court on Monday granted a bankruptcy order against Vijay Mallya, paving the way for a consortium of Indian banks led by the State Bank of India to pursue a worldwide freezing order to seek repayment of debt owed by the non-defunct Kingfisher Airlines. The Indian banks, represented by the law firm TLT LLP and barrister Marcia Shekhar Dimin, had argued for the bankruptcy order to be granted in favor of the Indian banks. Lastly, the outlook for Tata Motors is clouded by production hiccups and stress at JLR. Spillovers beyond the second quarter may weigh on stock. Pressure on revenue is likely to continue in the second quarter. JLR expects revenue to be $3.5 billion during July to September, a decline from 30% from the first quarter. Now before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Vedanta reported a jump of 314% in its attributable profit after tax at Rs 4,280 crore during the June quarter of FY22 as against a profit of Rs 1,033 crore in the same quarter last year. Apollo Asia, China AMC, China Everbright, Millennium, BFAM Asia and Emirates NBD group company are among global investors who bid for Adani Ports and SEZ's long-term bonds that opened for subscription Monday. Reliance Retail is now planning to take its private brands to general trade outside its own outlets, including millions of kiranas. DLF reported a net profit of Rs 337.2 crore for the quarter ended June compared to a loss of Rs 71.5 crore in the corresponding quarter last year as strong demand in residential business buoyed overall sales. Do also check out over 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts only on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing.